Well, optimism is back up for the possibility of a new long-term farm bill, as there are rumors that an apparent compromise has been reached on dairy legislation, which could get the new farm bill on the House floor by the end of this month. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal spilled the details of the dairy deal on the Senate floor, even though farm bill negotiators were still mum on the details.
The deal revives a recently expired milk income loss coverage plan, known as the MILC plan, milk income loss coverage plan, as a transitional program while the new marginal insurance plan is being set up by the United States Department of Agriculture.
Now, the big battle had been between the House Speaker, John Boehner, and the top House Ag Democrat, Colin Peterson. Peterson wanted a margin insurance program that included market stabilization, which is another term for supply management, while Speaker Boehner threatened to block a bill with any type of supply controls. Now, according to Blumenthal, the milk income loss contract program would only be temporary, but it could be a key bridge in getting a bill passed.
We need to make sure that the agreement by the farm bill conferees, keeping the margin insurance program but removing the dairy market stabilization program and reviving the milk program, truly serves milk producers in our nation.
Now, Peterson says he's only heard about this proposal and he hasn't agreed to anything at this point and still likes the Dairy Security Act. However, he did say that it looks like the legislation is heading in the right direction and it could be something he could reluctantly support. Peterson says a lot still has to be worked out, but there could be a dairy deal on the House floor sometime between January 27th and January 29th after the holiday recess. Now, another major hurdle for the farm bill is how big a food stamp cut we're going to see. Well, according to Farm Bureau's Mary Kay Thatcher, it looks like a compromise is being reached there as well.
I think they're pretty darn close on nutrition. I think they're in the $8 or $9 billion range, and that's what everybody has come to expect. Now, that's not to say that the food stamp folks are happy about that. They still would like zero.
So even though we don't have all the answers, we're feeling a little better today than we did on Monday. Well, as far as the markets, were feeling pretty good. Black cheese now at 225 and three quarters of a cent per pound. Barrels 219 and one half cent per pound. And AA butter at $1.80 and three quarters of a cent per pound. Class 3 prices January 2094, February 2185, and March up to 2054. Board of Trade, March corn up 2 1/4, 426 and three quarters of a cent. May, 434 and one half cent. Beans for March down 3 to 1315. May drops to 1296 and three quarters of a cent, with March wheat up a nickel to 572. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 78 to as much as 98. Most of the slaughter cows, 60 to 77. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, top at 126. Holstein steers, 98 to 109. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 240. Heifer calves, 60 to 195. Year barrels and gilts, 62 to 74. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Feeder lambs at 170 and down. Market lambs, 175 and down. And that's your lowdown on the egg front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.